Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Susie Jones. I am not Chad Harmon. Chad continues to celebrate love and life in Hawaii with his beautiful family, his oldest getting married. So I'm Susie Jones, normally in the news, but I fill in. I do a Sunday show if you want to get up at 7 in the morning and hear about health. But now I'm going to sit here for 3 hours, and I'm going to work with Dave Harrigan, and we're going to deliver you, hopefully, an enjoyable 3 hours, some information, serious, not serious. We're going to just bring it all to you like a huge feast. Right, Dave? We're going to just put it out there at a smorgasbord. I
mean, we're now under 3 weeks from Thanksgiving. We got to build a base, right?
We got to build a base.
Yes. Let's start with the talk radio feast.
Okay.
We'll get you to the next feast in a few weeks.
That's right. And I want to say out of the gates, I told you this before, I am having a good day.
That's great. You're smiling. That's
good.
I
am. I woke up today.
Always good start.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
And a couple things happened I wanted to share. I'll say, first of all, I have been working on myself, but in a different way, okay? So I'm seeing a chiropractor, Nokomis Chiropractic, and it's all about stretching.
Okay.
And water and walking, okay? Those fundamentals.
Very good things for
you. So when you wake up, you drink water. You should drink water.
You have a glass ready for you. Do you put it on the nightstand?
Nope.
Go to the kitchen?
Nope. I went downstairs. I got it at the faucet, my Kinetico water softener drinking system.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Little plug. Anyway, so I had water. I stretched. And I was thinking about, what am I going to wear today? Not that it really matters. It's Friday. It's radio, right? Who cares? I could have my pajamas on, for Pete's sake. And I found a pair of jeans in the bottom of a drawer. And I thought, I'm going to try these jeans on.
Been there for a while, I'm guessing.
Yep. And they went on, and they fit perfectly.
Oh, that's a great feeling.
Let me tell you. John Williams used to do a great segment on Fridays. Bright Side. What's making you happy? What's ringing your bell today? And let me tell you, jeans fitting nicely rings my bell.
Were those a pair of jeans that maybe you held on to, knowing at one certain point they didn't fit you, but the goal was to
hold on to them,
make it back?
I don't know about you. I'd love to hear from people on this jeans thing. It's a disaster a lot of times. 651-461-9226. So we're going to say right out of the gates that we really want people involved in the show today. If you have questions, if you want to comment on what I'm talking about, if you want to share a personal story, what have you, right? I think it's going to be very interactional.
The talks, the texts, we like them all.
All of it. So I'm just saying that right out of the gates. So back to jeans. I probably have, I kid you not, 25 pair of jeans.
Oh my God, that's a sickness.
It is a sickness. And I'll tell you what happens is that I have some that I bought a long time ago that are expensive and they're a size that I don't fit. But I think I'm not going to give those jeans away because they were expensive. So they're sitting there. If, by God, I ever get to that size again, I'm wearing those jeans.
Okay.
I have met, and I am a consignment shopper. I think I told you that.
I don't know if you knew that.
I enjoy, I don't really like shopping, but I like getting good deals. So I'm a big consignment shopper, which when you go to a consignment store, you can get jeans. Lots and lots and lots of jeans. If you go to a good one like Savers or Salvation Army, one of those good places, mm-hmm. they're $6. So yeah. Get three pairs.
Not your jeans, though. You're keeping them. No one's getting their hands on your jeans.
Not my special jeans. My special jeans are there. Somebody just said, good topic. So are the jeans that are wide leg, skinny, and ripped up. I mean, jeans is almost like should be a study at the University of Minnesota. Take a class on jeans. They're awful because they change style too. You know, you had the skinny leg. Now they're wide.
Yep.
You go over to Target. You know me, I like Target.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like huge, wide leg.
Yep. You got the wide leg. It used to be the low rise. Now it's back up again.
The mom jeans. So anyway, I'm extremely comfortable today in my jeans, and I'm very grateful to be here. Also, another thing I wrote down, posture. So you're kind of slouching. So put your shoulders back. Slouching. Water and sleep are my fundamentals for all my clients. That is a personal trainer weighing in. Mm-hmm. Water, 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 water. People do not drink enough water. And you know how it can tell if you don't have enough water?
You get thirsty a lot?
You get a headache. Your urine is very dark.
Yep.
So check that. That's important. It makes your brain somehow open up a little.
I have the problem, though.
What?
When I try to really, really pound the water, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. they say do half your body weight in ounces.
Mm.
So if you weigh 150, you're supposed to drink 75 ounces
okay.
a day.
Yeah.
I try that, and I spend half the day in the bathroom.
Oh, well, that's fine.
No, it's not fine. It's annoying.
Well, it's annoying, but it's a payoff. You are getting the benefit, the health benefit at a small, and I bet you if we had a doctor on, which we're not, we're just going to, you know, chat, you and me and everybody listening, even whoever is listening, I love you all. They're already texting like Bonko.
That's great.
So the point is, I think it subsides. I think once you get to a certain point of saturation, your body, you don't pee as much. It regulates. That's my guess.
Maybe. I haven't experienced that because I get about 2 days into it and say, I'm done with this. I'm not going to fight this fight anymore. I'm going to drink when I'm thirsty, and that's how it's going to be.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to keep going.
Good for you.
651-461-9226. Text already coming in. Love when you do a show. I always love listening to you and Eleanor Mondale. Oh, that's so sad. I miss Eleanor. Let's see. We'll call him Anthony Slouchy. That's funny instead of Fauci. What does this say? Add only 10 ounces a week for those with bathroom issues. So you're getting a little advice. This person says stop the hydro myth. Wow. Maybe we're going to get a doctor on this. I said I want to talk to people. So 651-461-9226. Renee is calling. Good morning, Renee. Thanks for coming. First of all, do you want to talk about water or jeans?
I would like to talk about the jeans hoarding.
Yes.
I probably have double what you admitted to just now on the air. And now it's getting so bad because I'm over 60.
Me
and
too.
And there's some that I just can't give away, and they're starting to come back in fashion.
Right.
And I think that some of the ones that I've kept are the super high waist with a little pleat by the gut that nobody looked good in.
And now they're back.
And they're 100% cotton, so there's no give. And then I'm thinking, okay, yeah, I got to get rid of these. And then my daughter brought up this thing that keeps ringing in the back of my head. Those make me feel uncomfortable, so I'm giving them away.
Right.
But sometimes articles of clothing mean something to me because era of my life. So
right?
I've got an illness.
Man. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're all in there. We're all in it together. I swear we all have 20 to 30 pair of jeans for different times, for different reasons. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I just say, everybody stay out of my business. If I want 45 pair of jeans, It's my business. My daughter, though, I have to tell you this, Renee, because I'm also a marketplace purchaser. I always purchase things on Marketplace.
Okay.
And I have a little bedroom where I just throw everything in. I don't know if anybody else has that. It's a little second bedroom.
I wish I could see it.
Yeah, I should take a picture. It's pretty awful. But anyway, I keep buying dressers to organize it. And my daughter's like, Mom, I am not buying one more dresser for that room or one more bookshelf. And then she said that, I said, well, I'm using it to organize. And she goes, Mom, how many times? She said, I've heard people who are hoarders say the same thing. If you keep buying shelving to keep your stuff, you might have a problem. Oh,
well,
dear.
Tell your daughter that you're not a minimalist. You're a maximalist.
I'm a maximalist. You got that right.
And a dresser full is better than a pile.
There you go. You have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate
it. Okay.
Yep, this is fun. 651-461-9226. We're going to get started, but we've got a lot of time to talk today. So anything you want to talk about, if you want to chime in, perfect. Somebody just said, I have to say this, Susie, they do have a class at the University of Minnesota. They call it Gene 1-1 or Gene H. You can call if you want to. Genealogy. That's what it is. I wonder if they're telling the truth. Anyway, we'll be back with your texts and calls and more guests throughout the next 3 hours.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, you know the song.
What happened to my vocals?
I don't know. You put your little theme.
Fogarty, come on.
That's weird. Susie Q, baby, I love you. Susie Q.
That's weird.
Man, so now I know the theme is going to have all songs with Susie in it.
Not necessarily.
Oh!
They are all Susie, Susan, Suzanne related. Some you may hear that name. Others perhaps are performed by somebody of that name.
I have a good name to add
to the list. Some you won't hear it at all.
But you know the tune. One you can add to the list. Can I add to it?
How do you know it's not on the list already?
Well, do you have Frank Sinatra? Have you met Miss Jones?
No.
That is a very fun song.
Is it about Susie or Miss Jones?
Miss Jones, but you know.
That's not the theme.
It has to be Susie?
Yes.
All right. Boy, whose show is this? Your show and I'm just performing it?
Yes, it is.
Here's my script.
Today it is.
Here's my script.
I wrote it out for you.
It's 12:23. I'm Susie Jones. That's Dave Harrigan. Chad's on an island somewhere drinking margaritas or Kahlua.
Mai Tais.
Mai Tais.
Something.
Whatever they do in Hawaii. I've never been. Have you?
No, I'd love to.
Me too.
I mean, everyone
Who wouldn't love to?
Right.
It's probably going to be on my list as I get older. I'm already older. How about
you get
this?
Time off.
I get a lot of time off. The clock switches on January 1st, so now I'm going to have like flipping 72 days, I think.
Get planning.
I will. You got to have money, too. I got to be careful. I can't spend all my money. Okay, I got a little bit of reprimanded by a texter.
You're in trouble?
Well, I don't know if I'm in trouble. I was just a little dressed down. And I appreciate it because I was sort of joking about having too many jeans. We had our friend on talking about jeans. But this person says hoarding is not a laughing matter. And I do know that. I've been in hoarding houses. No person needs that much of anything.
You said 25 pair of jeans, roughly.
I think so. I'd have to go check. But I give away a lot. They say about consigning is you need to give some back before you can get any more. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now I know Step takes clothes, so I'll give them my clothes. Okay, this hoarding is not a laughing matter. No individual needs that much of anything. It's not just my business. It is also the business of others less fortunate who depend on others to give what they can.
Yeah, they might like those fancy jeans you can't part with.
I will give some of my other jeans away. Our culture, this person writes, is sick with consumerism. I believe that's true. We have too much junk. And this person says, Susie, you are an example of this problem.
Mm-hmm.
But adds, we all have this problem.
We do.
Not just you. So I don't feel singled out.
We are a rather materialistic society in many, many ways. There's no doubt about that. And we just get bombarded with advertising almost 24/7.
That we need more.
Yes, pushing us to buy the next thing.
Buy the next thing, the next watch, the next phone, what have you. My neighbor passed away a while ago, and he was a hoarder. And he was also peculiar. Kind, gentle, he was a Quaker. But they pulled out of his house, because they're trying to sell it, a motorcycle was in his living room.
Whoa.
Six snowblowers in the back.
Six snowblowers?
In the house.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a scene. And there's two trucks and a camper on the property that don't run very well. So it is in the process, and I know you and I talked about this, of being cleared of garbage and items. And I think that's a very hard thing to do, to clean out a house. And I want to talk to folks about that. Maybe you have a person in your life that you're responsible for. You can share your story.
Yeah. Well, it's our in-laws. They recently moved to an assisted living apartment from their home, and we're between my wife, it's her parents, and my sister-in-law. They've been doing the lion's share of the work so far, but I'm helping where I can. Others are helping where they can. But they were people that didn't throw away a lot. Not hoarders. You know, they didn't have the piles of stuff in the living room, and, you know, they didn't have motorcycles and snow blowers in the house. But they kept a lot. And we're dealing with the different mindsets of how to tackle the problem.
Such as,
okay, well, the main goal is to sell the house.
Right.
Because they could really use the money when you move to an assisted living. Kind of ridiculously expensive. It's criminally
ridiculous.
Expensive. It is
horrible.
It's sick.
Yes.
Sickeningly expensive.
Right.
But obviously that's going to be the major source of money. And it's the battle of just, okay, do we try to sell things? You know, the big things, obviously you can, you know, snowblower, you could sell a snowblower, lawnmower, things like that. But, you know, do we go through all the boxes of books and other knickknacks and, you know, frames that were never used? And, you know, do we have a garage sale? Do we post things on Marketplace? Or do we do what I want to do and get a dumpster for 99% of it?
The thing is, when you have an emotional connection to a thing,
yeah,
it is hard to let it go.
And that's why I feel rather useless in this right now.
Well, you should.
Because they, you know, want to go through boxes. They want to go through each room, look through all the stuff. And I have absolutely no emotional connection to any of it. I would say get rid of it. But, you know, my wife and her sister want to actually go through these things and see what they are and find what they are. And My whole point is, where are we going to put it all?
There's also, though, something cathartic. So maybe your wife and her sister are having a moment.
They are. They are having great moments.
So that is a gift.
They found things that were used at my wife's bachelorette party.
Oh!
You can imagine what type of things they were. And they had
imagine.
A very good laugh about them last
See?
Week and took photos.
I love it. So maybe you're going through this and you have a family story. It can be quite contentious.
Yes,
so
it can.
Thankfully, this is working for you. But my sister and her husband, his dad died, and one sister wants to keep everything. It can be very, very emotionally charged who's getting rid of what. So maybe you've gone through this. A lot of people have. 651-461-9226. You know that you are welcome to be part of the show throughout the next 3 hours. Love to have you on. Love to get the feedback and the input. Are you moving someone out of a house? Oh, anyway, we've got a lot coming up. In fact, I want to tell people, so I know that on Monday, the Edmund Fitzgerald will mark 50 years since the ship went down. And we're going to talk to someone to actually dive down. Not a submersive, not a little capsule, but after our bottom of the hour break with some weather, we're going to talk to a diver. I think it was like in the 70s or
85, 80s. I believe.
85, he did the dive. And we're having a documentary on our air on Monday night. Talk to Lindsay about that. And I'm very fascinated. I don't know. Are you? Are you interested in shipwrecks?
Oh, I'm becoming much more interested in the Edmund Fitzgerald, to be honest, with all the coverage that's been going on the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Leading up to the 50-year mark.
Right.
And I'm very excited to hear this story because, go scuba dive to the bottom of Lake Superior to find the shipwreck and swim around, see what you see.
One thing, too, about it, pitch black.
Of course.
Pitch black, several hundred feet down. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Of course, the big mystery, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Like Gordon Lightfoot. This person wants to know, what were the items in your wife's bachelorette party? We're not sharing. We're going to do a kid-friendly show today. I imagine it was something a little raunchy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for her. You gotta push the envelope.
Exactly. Have some fun.
Have some fun. Life's short. You don't know when you're going. All right. It is, what time is it?
12:31.
Let's take a break.
Let's do that.
All right. And we'll have the weather, too, and it's going to be chilly. So we'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.